It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today, believe it or not, for the final legislative update of this session, I have State Representative Christine Watkins, and we're going to talk about a few things just before the session ends. Of course, we've got to talk about what's going on with the flag right now. We'll touch briefly on House Bill 101, and that has to deal with the sales tax on food. And then a domestic violence bill that came out of the Senate, Senate Bill 117, and we're going to talk about that as well. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us and having time today.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
So did you think you'd ever get here?
Almost 7 weeks ago, but it was very... it was like, oh my gosh, are we going to make it another 7 weeks doing this? But here we are.
It was pretty bleak, you felt. But the last time we talked, you said that you guys kind of turned things backwards and hit all the big bills right at the beginning and took them head on instead of just kind of pushing them towards the end of the session. So you're feeling pretty good about when the session ends as far as being able to get out of there.
Yes. It's it gets a little intense because we're voting on bills rather quickly, because now we're doing all Senate bills and the Senate is doing all House bills. So I have all my bills over on the Senate board, and I'm hoping they don't run out of time and they can get them passed. And that's how everyone feels. So it's just a different type of intensity. It's a matter of getting things passed. But none of these are the big bills that we did at the beginning of the session, which was different.
It really was. Usually, you know, when we're talking this late in the session, you're like, yeah, it might go right up until midnight. But now you're thinking, no, you might not be there that long.
Yeah, sometimes we get done early, and we've been going late the last couple of nights till 8:30. But in the past, there have been times when we've been there till, and I'm not talking the last night, when we've been there till 10, 11 o'clock at night. But things have been a little bit calmer this session as far as bills. We've had a lot written, but we've also had a lot just not make it anywhere.
And you know, so we've got all those, and we'll talk at the end of the interview. We're going to have you come in studio, and we'll do a recap of the whole session. But let's dive into what we got going on right now. And the first one is really a contentious one, believe it or not. And it's all about a new state flag.
Yep. It has been, it's actually been contentious since they started the whole process. We were told some things at the very beginning that really didn't happen, and then we had a new crop of freshman legislators who came in, and they're like, we're not touching the flag. We're just not going there. Not going to do that. And then all the rest of us that have been there from differing, you know, times of years and stuff, and then we have people from the outside weighing in on it. So I will tell you that one of the reasons it hasn't been brought up yet in the House, it's passed the Senate, but it hasn't brought up to vote, is because they didn't have the votes, and they knew they didn't have the votes. Well, then this week, the Weber Republican Party sent out a letter, and they had a meeting, and they said that they really wanted the old flag, they didn't want the new one, and if their representatives voted for the new one, they would have their day in court, so to speak. And so all of the representatives from that area kind of got a little miffed about that, and so a lot of them were not going to vote for the new flag, and they are all now going to vote for the new flag. So the votes are there.
We talked about this in the past, is that, you know, a lot of people just think that it is just a straight, we're swapping out this one for the old one. And that isn't really the case. The old one's not really going away, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, it would be perfectly legal to fly I think this new one's going to come in, you can fly either flag. because the old one will be used, it'll be called kind of like the governor's flag, but it'll be used for ceremonies, it'll be used by the public any way they want. It is still our flag. But we will have another flag that's, according to people, not my words, cleaner, more identifiable. It's great for branding Utah, for selling things, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll actually have two flags.
So we'll keep an eye on that one, and that's probably something we'll talk about when you come in next week.
Okay.
One that we've talked about, it seems like, almost every time, because it's just one of those things that's out in front of everything, and that's House Bill 101. And this is the removal of the food sales tax. And when you think that it kind of has calmed down and everything, it comes back. And now they've kind of come to a compromise. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I don't
somewhat.
Know if you call it a compromise or maybe a bit of a enticement. They're saying we're going to put this on the ballot in 2024, and the people of Utah can vote to whether they want to remove the earmark for education that we now have on this education fund. We have this set aside for education, and all the property tax money goes into that fund. Well, that fund is just huge, and I mean very, very big. And so we're not able to take care of some of the things that the state needs because we have all that money over there. Now, we did manage to put in there that we can help fund children with disabilities and people with disabilities, but leadership and a lot of people still say we need access to that money. So if people vote to have that earmark removed in 2024 in the fall, presidential election year, then the sales tax on food, except for what counties or cities put on it, will be gone.
And so that's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on. And as you said, that would go before the people in 2024, next fall, when we have that big general election. And then let's wrap up with Senate Bill 117. And you and I talked about it, and when I read through it, I'm like, you know what, this is really, I can, just by the reading of it, it sounds like a Gabby Petito law. And when you said that this morning, I was like, yep, that's what it sounds like to me. So let's talk about Senate Bill 117 before we get out of here this morning.
Well, that bill requires all of the law officers in the state to have it'll be more training about domestic violence, and then they will be directed that if they're involved with a domestic violence situation, and it's usually the woman, but not always, that's having being attacked or heard or in danger, and they're going to ask these 11 questions, and they're going to know how to grade them. And by how they ask these questions and these responses, they'll know if they need to remove the victim from the circumstances, period, and take them away from it, not just for overnight, but get them the resources and the help that they need to get away from the situation that they've either just become involved in or that they're living with. Because we had the lieutenant governor's niece murdered by her, I can't remember if he was her boyfriend or her husband, or ex-husband, and there are just situations where the officers are not sure, is this really a dangerous situation? And with this list of questions, if the questions are answered in certain ways, they'll know that they need to remove the victim from the whole environment.
So that is I believe that one is a done deal, if I remember reading correctly.
Right.
That one's going to the governor's desk to be signed. And that kind of puts a nutshell and a exclamation point on the end of the session. Of course, there are other things that could pop up and everything, but once again, we'd love to have you in studio after all is said and done. Once you get back in town, we'll sit down and talk this whole thing out and talk about the legislative session, okay?
You bet. We've got a lot of good news came out of this session for rural Utah. So I'll be glad to speak to that.
Sounds good. We look forward to getting you in here. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate you.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.